您现在听到的是精简版的 Round Table 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Round Table。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Books have moved from tangible products to electronic media. Many longtime readers still appreciate the value of traditional reading. A recent survey covering nearly 30,000 respondents found that Chinese internet users prefer printed books over digital ones on mobile phones, personal computer, and Kindle. Which one do you prefer? 北京师范大学日前公布了网民对图书出版的满意度调查结果。在近30,000份有效网络问卷中，51.9%的网友最喜欢阅读纸质书。你还在读书吗？你更喜欢哪种阅读方式呢？ What does the survey say?
Well, the survey was co-released by Beijing Normal University and Guangmin Daily and Taofen Found, and saying that despite an increase in electronic books and mobile gadgets, Chinese netizens still prefer flipping through the pages of a book. That's according to over nearly 30,000 respondents' answers. They said that print books, print books still top netizen reading preference list, followed by digital books or mobile phones and PC, and finally Kindle. So, basically that's the survey.
Yes. So why do these people want to read these books?
Well, I guess, it's better for their eyesight, you know, in terms of if you're reading, if you're reading a book on an iPad,the reflection of the light from the iPad, it actually, will make you nearsighted faster than if you were reading pages of a book.
Yeah, and it seems like, according to the survey, that content is definitely really important. The 76.7% of the respondents say, that's why we read a book. And also, there's broadening your knowledge and entertainment purposes. You know, these are some pretty good motives for reading, I suppose. And back to what Doris has pointed out, I think that's a really good point, actually, because these days we are just glued to whatever screen that we use all the time. And that is just...not good for the eyes. And our WeChat listener Jennifer says, yeah, totally, I like reading printed books. Besides, it's really good to the eyes, and I like the feeling of reading a traditional book, and I can totally relate to that. As you know, I live in my cave. I am a Luddite. I love staying away from technology because I think it makes me feel that I am actually alive, you know, that I'm not socoldly in contact with all these machines. And reading a traditional book, I think flicking through the pages and having, you know, that book smell, and you can write in the margins, and you can, like, feel that book. It's actually quite a unique experience that screens can just not replace.
Yeah, and those emotional bonding and the reader's experience cannot be easily digitalized by reading gadgets or Kindle.
Yes, it's very interesting because I recently read The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo on both paper and digital. It's funny because, like, on the paper version of it, you can actually read the references at the bottom, whereas the e-version of it, it's at the back, so you have to...scroll down and up, and it's very inconvenient.
Yes, that's another point. And we have other listeners that are commenting on the e-book versus print book debate. And I love it that Abby, she's really cute. She only says this one sentence, reading a book.Is real reading. I think it sums it up pretty well, although, you know, it sort of discriminates towards all those people who are reading from their smartphones and all that. And also, dear Draco, hello, 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 haven't seen you in a day or two, that's all. And yeah, he's always got something interesting to say, and he sort of accepts this fact that, okay, people are still reading traditional books, but also saying...sort of offering an alert to us, I suppose, that traditional media has to change because of, you know, mainstream reading and people getting news and information has still shifted, more or less. So, although, you know, it seems like people are kind of sticking with traditional mediums, but people can't be complacent that work in the industry. Yes, and that's why our radio show not only airs on Radio 91.5 FM, but also you can find us on the 轻松调频 app, and you can find us on WeChat, Weibo, and all those places. So yeah, we want to be connected with you, and we want to be connected with you all the time. So yeah, make Roundtable part of your life, and you'll hear our happy voices. Isn't that just great? Pizza Xiumao Lin says, reading English books on Kindle is more convenient. And there's also embedded dictionary on it. Oh, that's all very useful. So yeah, I think there's a major attractiveness when it comes to certain new media platforms.
But Kindle does have a problem. I mean, when it comes to the digitalize the charts or analytical diagrams, stuff like these. I mean, sometimes you couldn't just find them properly on the Kindle version of books. I mean, sometimes you see missing lines or missing diagrams whatsoever. Oh. So for me, as a science student, probably using Kindle as a reference book is not a very good way for me.
I'm kind of both for and against Kindle. First, it's easy when you go traveling. You can just download the book and take your iPad with you on an airplane or on the bus when you're traveling. But on the other hand, if I were to stay home, I would prefer a book over any sort of electronic thing. So, so for me, staying at home and reading a book on a rainy day is the perfect way to spend
that time. You do need to have a large space then to stockpile a huge stack of books in your home.
Oh, I do. I have a library.
Oh,
I have several bookshelves.
That is nice. And I think, Doris, you point out a really great thing that's happening right now that is echoed by Mo Xiao R. There is, the prevalence of ebooks and physical printed books alike, and you get to pick and choose. So for Mo Xiao R, reading literature and art, it's all to the printed books, but when she's reading books for like practical stuff and instructions, and then she would resort to an e-book. So nowadays you get to pick and choose, and I think it is certainly a relief for the publishing industry to know that it sounds like printed books are here to stay, but maybe you'll definitely won't see explosive growth, but it's not a demise of the industry just yet.
Yes, and if you buy more ebooks, you save a lot of trees.
Yes! Okay, that's a really good point. And now, for me, I only buy the books that I think are truly valuable, that are really good, and I've probably already read the e-version, and if it's worthwhile, I will collect the printed version. So yeah, I think a lot of things are going on. There are different changes going on in the printing industry as well, and I'm glad we're talking about it because Chinese people read very little.
Yeah.
And I think there is a need that we should discuss this a bit more and do a little promotion for books, e and printed alike.